Hey, Rach, your hair and makeup for the last race day we went to was flawless.
Why, thank you.
Because I usually only see you in activewear.
But yes.
Lee McCoy did her magic and you looked amazing.
Yeah, if you are getting married or even just having an event, you want to look and stand out, you want to feel your best, then our girl Lee McCoy is the answer.
Yeah, Lee's all about making women feel empowered, strong and beautiful at any age.
Not only hair and makeup, but styling too. When you say stylist, right, you think you have to be rich and famous to have one. But Lee McCoy has packages to suit everyone, from Gucci to Kmart and everything in between. If you have a particular occasion or just want a wardrobe refresh, then Lee McCoy is your girl.
Visit leemccoy.com for more or send her a message on Insta at leemccoy_. LEIGHMCCOY_. Episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. That's the question we ask. Am I a bad mum? Because we don't always do it like a child psychologist might recommend.
No, I don't even know, actually, the last time that I read a parenting book. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, oh, it wasn't just on parenting, but I read one over this particular holidays that had a lot of great topics in there about parenting.
Recently?
Yeah, recently.
And is it a book about a certain age of child or?
No, not an age. No, it wasn't just on the actual topic of parenting, but she has like a chapter at the back. It's called Daring Greatly. Have you heard about it?
No. Because I haven't read a parenting book since I was pregnant.
This is probably why I got onto it, but I got to the parenting bit. It just says, how the courage to be vulnerable transforms the way we live, love, parent and lead. Daring to be the adult we want our children to be. So instead of striving to be perfect, the perfect parent in this never enough culture that we obviously are in right now, she said it's about showing up, having the courage and the vulnerability to be seen in the way that you want your children to see you as the adult you can see them being. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
She's got an amazing...
Just made me think about yesterday because I thought I was being a good mum because I played a board game with them yesterday. But I realised that for most of the board game, I was saying some really awful things about my neighbour who was cutting down trees.
So
bloody noisy. If it's not cutting down trees, it's mowing the grass and then it's the kids. And then that he has friends over and they're all smoking.
Oh.
I said some awful things about the neighbours. Am I a bad mum for making my kids earn money and then taking it back off them again?
Just taking it away. What, like physically taking the notes off of them?
Well, we've talked about the fact that our kids don't do jobs like we used to do when we were younger.
Yeah.
So our kids are lazy.
Yeah.
And I remember you talking about you got home from a drive back from the coast once and all you wanted the girls to do was take their own bag and their own shoes into their own rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, carrying on.
Yeah.
In fact, I've got this video of when we came back from holidays the other day. We were in the airport and all I wanted to do was get Amelia to wheel her own bag. And she was carrying on.
We're all helping.
And there's an issue with it. And she's whinging about, I'll send you this video. We can put it up on the
My Bad Mum story.
And she's carrying on. So my big thing this year is to get them to do more jobs and get them to help out a little bit more because the amount of times I say, oh, can you just do this? And they're pretty good at, oh, would you mind just getting me that because I forgot to bring it down from upstairs or whatever. They don't mind doing things that are going to help you out.
Yeah.
But when it comes to cleaning, putting washing away, doing all that sort of stuff, they don't really want to know unless there's something in it for themselves.
So we've
done like a pocket money thing.
Yep, okay. You can earn money. For pocket money. It's on the whiteboard. I'm not even joking. I talked about the whiteboard again this morning. Yeah.
All right, going. Turn around. The whiteboard is in here and I use it. Perfect. The whiteboard. Yeah,
perfect.
Is,
that's not quite got the jobs that we started with.
No, it's got my jobs on it. So I got them the other day to actually do some cleaning and yeah. I said, there's something that they want to buy online. And I said, you need to earn the money because it's just been Christmas. Like you yeah. actually don't need anything.
No.
But you can earn your own money by doing these jobs. So they dusted all the shutters and then they sprayed it with the polish and then they have been vacuuming and then they'll put the washing on. They sort of like just pressing the buttons. They don't really like the hanging it out part.
Oh, yeah.
But I got them doing something yeah. at least.
Yeah, good.
And then I realised that the vacuum had gone upstairs and I couldn't hear it on. And I was like, why is the vacuum not on? I've gone up there about 15 minutes later. They're doing TikToks.
Oh, good. Yeah, maybe yeah. they should make up a TikTok with a vacuum cleaner.
What a good idea.
Yeah, so that's the good way. Maybe that yeah. would influence other children to want to do jobs.
So I was doing them in $5 jobs basically. So they made about $15 each.
Yeah, cool. That's good.
What I found with my kids is that it's so much better having the physical money.
Yeah.
I've gone upstairs later on that night and I'm like, what is that all over the bathroom floor? It's like brown. And I'm like, it looks like makeup. And I've said to the girls, what is that all over the floor? Oh, yeah, we were using makeup. I was like, you were using my makeup? No, no. We're using makeup that we got given as a birthday present from someone once. And I'm like, but it's all over our bathroom floor. It's all over the towels. And then I said, and how are you putting this stuff on? Like, what are you using? My brushes. My brushes. Remember a little while ago they were using my brushes for face paint and I would go to put makeup on and it's all got white face paint in there. It's like if I'm looking a bit pale today, it's because I've got white face paint in my makeup brushes. So then I've gone, okay, here's your money for your chores. All right, hand it back. Because I need to buy some new makeup brushes.
Did you take it back? Yeah. Did you keep it? Good on you.
Well, Jay told me that was a bit harsh doing that straight away. But
why?
Yeah, I think it was harsh to use my makeup brushes again.
But they knew not to do it. They mm-hmm. knew they'd already been given the warning from the last face paint episode that
yeah,
they'd
been
done
told.
With it.
Yeah.
So, and $30 isn't going to get you much for like brushes.
No, it's going towards them.
Yeah.
But what? The problem with doing that now is they're not going to want to do any more jobs.
Yeah, because I would think that they're just going to buy you a present.
Yeah.
Even though that they're giving back to you. So my question to you is, what did Jay suggest to do in that case?
He said wait. He suggested they get their money for their chores so that they understand that they did the job and they got paid for it.
Yeah.
And then to have it as a completely separate thing another day.
What's the difference?
For them to understand that feeling of reward for the jobs they've done.
Yeah, right.
Instead
yeah.
of straight away going, oh, it's gone.
I don't give my kids rewards for cleaning. I've made it a point of it. So then we change sheets sort of like every week. I have decided that when we change their sheets, they get the vacuum cleaner and they do it themselves. So Elsie is actually enjoying it and Gracie moans, but Elsie's like, because I'm giving her the responsibility of learning how to plug an appliance in, turning it on, mm-hmm. understanding the awareness of what it does and how much it can, you know, it's dangerous as well as it can be, you know, the positive and the negative of it. So she gets in there and she vacuums up. And I think it's given her like this idea that, oh, well, I vacuum so I can throw a whole container of glitter through the carpet. She did it. And then she said that. She goes, oh, well, she said, I just get the vacuum cleaner out and clean it back up. Doesn't matter.
Because the amount of times we say, you've spilled that on the floor, I have to clean that up.
Yeah. She goes, well, I just get the vacuum and I just clean it up. So that's fine. What about the actual glitter that's gone through the carpet into the light? Like it's a whole, I'm talking like the whole jar of it. No.
Yeah.
It was everywhere, all up the skirting board, everything. In her mind, she just goes, it's fine. I'm the one vacuuming now, Mum, so I don't mind. I've got to vacuum it up.
And I find it fun.
Yeah, she likes the idea that when she's vacuuming up a whole container of glitter through the carpet that she can see it and it's going – it's just like a thing for her, whereas Gracie's like, I've always got to clean up my room. I said, well, stop messing it up. Don't mess it up. Don't have to clean it. It's really quite simple.
What's Elsie going to do about the glitter that's just all been poured on the floor though now? She hasn't got glitter to do her pictures with.
She just gets another packet out of the craft cupboard that I hate.
You got a whole craft cupboard? What are you, Mr. Maker?
Oh, how those do-it-yourself, like they've got so many of those DIY packs of like make your own bath bombs, make your own slime, make your own crystals.
Do you have, do you know Mr. Maker? Have you seen that show?
No.
The kids show, and he's got everything. He's got these big cupboards. I think he's English. He's got these big cupboards and he's literally got everything. And I remember watching it, even as an adult, going, wow, look at, you've got pipe cleaners. He's got the balls, all the different colours. He's got everything you can imagine. The googly eyes. Oh. He's got everything.
Yeah, no, I'm not that good. No, just got like lots of those plastic drawer things that have got things in it for them to make, but they don't really do much making.
It sounds like they don't make anything. They just take it all out and tip it all over the floor.
Well, they do definitely make things. They do definitely make a mess, and it drives me fucking crazy. If you are getting married or even just having an event, you want to feel your best, our girl Lee McCoy is the answer.
Yeah, Lee's all about making women feel empowered, strong and beautiful at any age, transforming women both internally and externally.
So not only hair and makeup, but styling too. Lee McCoy has packages to suit everyone.
Visit leemccoy.com for more or send her a message on Insta at leemccoy_LEIGHMCCOY_